So the Torah tells us, Sukkos Teshvu Shivas Yomim. There's a mitzvah on Sukkos, not before Sukkos. It might be Baltosif, perhaps afterwards, Shmini Atzeres. It's a separate discussion. But at least 7 days, at least in Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvah is to sit in the sukkah. So there's a discussion among the Rishonim, Achronim, what exactly is the mitzvah? So Pashtis, the mitzvah is Basukas Teshvu. The mitzvah is Yeshiva Sukkah. We make the bracha Leshe Basukah. The mitzvah is sitting and eating in the Sukkah. That is the Pashtis. However, some Rishonim, Achronim, they say based on a Rashi in Makis, that Rashi writes in a different context regarding cutting the wood for the Ari Miklat, the guy who kills Bishogi. So Rashi writes a line, the cutting of the wood isn't a mitzvah, implying, or the gathering of the wood isn't a mitzvah, but mashma what? But the building of the Rashi, Makis, Tavches, Tavtes, they all quote this Rashi as a raya, the Rashi Shita is, that not only is Yeshiva Sukkah a mitzvah, but the Asiyas Sukkah, the building of the Sukkah, is a mitzvah. And that's what the Shiltas right seems to say, Beferish, that Chayev Adam, everyone is obligated to build a Sukkah. And that's the famous Netziv on this Shiltas. That's why, in fact, someone to bring a raya from the Ramah. I mean, he probably doesn't mean it literally, but he writes, the lesson is, right after Yom Kippur, the mitzvah right away is to build the sukkah, so therefore you go from one mitzvah to the next. So, you know, whether that's a, you know, if you hold it the mitzvah, it's a good raya to bring. So that's the shiltah. So the tziv wants to introduce the concept. So bet pashas, we assume it's a hechsher mitzvah. It's like there's a mitzvah of dalad minim on yontif, but is there a mitzvah for me per se to make the dalad minim, to go out and buy, or some? The mitzvah is that come sukkis, I have at least minimally a matan amanas lahagzir. When if I own a bishas mitzvah, that's all I need. There's no mitzvah hachana. It's just if I don't do the hachana, if I don't cook and bake erev Shabbos, I won't have any food. But it's not that it's. In that case, it might be a heksha mitzvah ksuva, but the karasu Shabbos oneg, the Vilna Gaon writes, that's part of the mitzvah of kavod Shabbos and oneg Shabbos. So the tziv introduces the concept of a heksha mitzvah haksuva batorah. That's not just a stam heksha mitzvah, is dalad minim in general. The mitzvah is to do it, to buy, you have to have a shofar. The mitzvah is the shofar. You don't have to go ahead and build the shofar. There's no mitzvah. So the tziv wants to say, perhaps, by Sukkot, it's different. It says, V'chaga Sukkot Tase Lecha, even though that's not the context, we're not talking about building a Sukkah, but he wants to make a drasha it's a Heksha Mitzvah, Ksuva Batorah, and that has a din of like a Tchilas Mitzvah. My nafkamina between like a Heksha Mitzvah and a Heksha Mitzvah, Ksuva Batorah. My nafkamina is a bracha. Do you make a bracha on a heksha mitzvah haksuva batorah, on a tchilas mitzvah? So the Rishalmi clearly says yes. The Rishalmi writes, when it comes to the mitzvah of building a sukkah, he says you make a bracha. You make the bracha on building the sukkah. Vasuahem sitzis, when you make sitzis, you make a bracha. And uksav tamam uzazot b'sakarecha, the mitzvah of writing stam, tefillah, mezuzah, sefer Torah, there's a mitzvah. That's the Yerushalmi writes, that the Tchilas HaMitzvah, the Heksha Mitzvah Ksuva Batorah, you make a bracha on. So the Bavli, disagree with the Yerushalmi. We don't make a bracha ala siya sukkah. If you haven't, you know, if you've already built your sukkah and then make the bracha, it's okay. Or if you're going to, we don't make the bracha. However, is it a fundamental machlokas Yerushalmi Bavli, or a technical issue? In other words, we say fundamentally we disagree with the principle, or it's a technical issue. We seem to say it's asiyasa zugmar mitzvah. In other words, we assume it's a local din in Hilchas Brachas. You don't make the bracha until the closure. Like you have the closer, you know, the closer in baseball, the closer, the one who's finishing the mitzvah, that person makes the bracha. But it's not that we're saying that, not that tchilas mitzvah isn't a mitzvah, but it doesn't warrant a bracha. In fact, that's what they point out. That's the famous Ran, because it's a famous discussion regarding Leil Sukkos. The first night and second night, many except for the Gra, switch the order of Kiddush between the first night of on the second night. When do you make, they switch, the first night you go, you say Shachiyanu at the end, and the second night, many people switch, they do Shachiyanu, and then they do Leil Shift. What's that based on? Why do we switch the order of Kiddush on Leil Sukkah? So that's what the Ran explains, that really there's two dinim of Shachiyanu, two different Gemaras. There's a Gemara in Sukkah, which talk in Daf, in the Mems also, Mem Aleph, Mem Beis, that talks about making a Shachiyanu on a mitzvah. Like they talk about making a Shachiyanu on a mitzvah that comes mizman lizman, it's not tadir. So we make a bracha Shachiyanu. There's one type of Shachiyanu you make on a mitzvah that comes once in a while. And the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Mem Vav, tells us a different type of Shachiyanu. Interesting, the Gemara is talking about Yom Kippur, actually, which will be more of an issue next year. It's an issue every year, but next year, because Yom Kippur is falling out on Shabbos. So they talk about making a Shachiyanu ala kos, because then you already have Kiddush to deal with. So the Gemara goes to whether why do we make a Shachiyanu ala kos on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says it's not good chinuch. The child, first it talks about suggesting giving the cup to the katan and all that and drinking. It's not good chinuch for the child to grow up and thinking that they make a pori priya guffin every Leil Yom Kippur, and therefore it's not a good idea. Even though other Rishonim say we do it, we don't do a halacha, but there are Rishonim who say this past year when Tisha B'Av was on Sunday, so that our meaning is we make Havdalah at the end, but there are shitas in the Rishonim. Do you make Havdalah Leil Tisha B'Av? And you give it to a cousin. There are shitas like that, but we are in concern. Those Rishonim say because that's something which doesn't happen all the time. If it only happens once in a while, so we're not concerned. The kid's going to grow up thinking, you drink wine on Tisha B'Av. But Yom Kippur, which is going to happen every year, so therefore the Gemara says not to do it. So the Gemara is discussing making a Shachiyanu. That's on the Kedushas Hayom. The two different Shachiyanos. There's a Shachiyanu on the Mitzvahs Hayom, and there's a Shachiyanu on the Kedushas Hayom. And in fact, that's why the Mefarshim point out, and the Rav always pointed out, and others, that they recommend, in general, Rav Yaakov Emner recommended women in general should not make Shachiyanu even on any Yantif when they light the candles. They should wait to the husband and listen to their Shachiyanu. He said he wasn't, I'll tell you why, he says, well, my wife didn't listen to me, so no one else is going to listen to. But the bottom line, he still fell. Why? Because what's the issue? Because we all know there's halacha of Tosefis Yantif, Tosefis Shabbos. So there's a concept of Tanai. So we're familiar with Tanai that, let's say on Shabbos, that 18 minutes before, everyone agrees Tosefes Yom Kippur, that's a mitzvah min HaTorah that we just fulfill before and after. The other ones are a discussion. But Tosefes Yom Kippurim, that's the Gemara's drasha ba'erev. You fast Tisha ba'erev. What do you mean Tisha ba'erev? You fasted on the wrong day? I thought it was the 10th day you have to fast on. So the two drushes the Gemara makes. One is and the other one is the halacha of Tosefes Yom Kippurim. So they point out that there's a mitzvah of we have to bring in Yontif early. That's the whole Tosefes over there in Beya about mutzav yeshogegin that don't be mocha the women who are still doing malacha, during Tosefes Yom Kippurim. Because anyway, they probably didn't wait till the last minute. They'll probably get a couple of minutes of Tosefes in, because you fulfill the mitzvah min HaTorah, there's no zman. Our minig is, we usually like 18 minutes on Erev Shabbos, or minig Yushalayim could be 30 or 40 minutes, but it doesn't make a difference. There's no said zman. If you brought in Tosefes Yom Kippurim at 7 o'clock, so you also get, I think in Hamilton, Shkia was about 7:07. I think I brought it in about 7. That's when we started Kol Nidre. I got my last sips of water in. But you got the mitzvah d'oraisa of Tosefes Yom Kippurim. So in general, so they point out, so many people, especially on Yom Kippur, it's the most practical. Many women, more women than a normal Friday night, other yontif go to shul. I guess there's nothing to get ready for. You already ate the meal or whatever the reasons are. The kids are at home. So So they come and they light candles first. So it's okay if you make it tonight. So a man, if he lights candles, doesn't usually accept. So then you could choose stam. You're not planning on accepting if you do it every week. But we assume by a woman who normally accepts Shabbos or Yontif by lighting candles, she should have negative kavanah or make a specific stipulation. I'm not accepting it until you get to shul. So the problem is, the post can point out, if you say a shechiyanu doesn't work erev Yontif. You have to make a shechiyanu on the Kedushas Hayom, that is. And therefore, it doesn't work erev. And once you make a shechiyanu, that means you're showing you're accepting, and it's accepted bal karcha. There is no, you can't go drive in a car anymore. So therefore, they recommend that one, I mean, you could always walk the shul, but if you plan on driving with everyone else, then you should not make the shechiyanu. And it's a good idea in general. My wife doesn't make shechiyanu. At least she listened to me on that issue. She just makes shechiyanu. She listens to all the Yom Tovim. There's no reason to make a shechiyanu. And we make a shechiyanu at Kiddush. So they point out, so there are two different types of shechiyanu. That's why, and people in general have to be careful with the halakas neiros, that many times people, even let's say Yom Kippur, you're going to, I guess it depends how long you daven, if you light candles, and then you go home, and the time you come back, or people don't get any hanah. It's not enough just to light candles and leave. You have to light candles, you got to get hanah. So usually Friday night, you're having the meal, but let's say you're going out to eat, or in Yom Kippur, so that's what all the Gedolim say, the Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, that one should incorporate all year round. One should shut off the electric lights before Shabbos, Yontif, whatever you're doing, turn them on, then light the candle. Have in mind, when you make the bracha, it's going on at all the lights in your house. Therefore, you're always going to get hanas. So who cares if you get home, the candles are out, or if you don't go into that room? All the light you're getting on, all the hanas you're getting, you're fulfilling your mitzvah. That's what Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky used to tell his wife. Women, they still want to light with candles. So all things being equal, that's the minhag. But let's say you're in a hotel, so you used to tell her to turn on a light in the hotel room, because your room you're in, that's your bayis, so even the bathroom light. And then go down, because a danger leaving the candles, we don't want to do anything dangerous either. So you have a light in your room, you're going to get the, and then when you make the bracha downstairs in the, wherever they put the lights, you have a mind that's going on the hanah I'm getting. You'll stay there, you'll read there, you'll get some hanah, and then when you go back to your room later, you get the hanah. So therefore they point out that it's important to incorporate the electric in, because today the candles are all more like a tosefes, or they're not even really the main thing. Anyway, most of the hanah we get from the actual electric lights. And I just have to be careful that it's an incandescent light bulb and not a fluorescent, because it has to be a din of a eish, and we assume, most poskim assume, a filament, the incandescent bulb, has a din of an eish, while a fluorescent bulb does not, because it's not really a fire. So therefore, you have to be careful that, especially if you're making the bracha on it, you better be careful if that's the only thing you're doing, making sure it's an incandescent bulb. That's why I had the shaila, because I was in Sholem Village, so I was glad there was no yahrzeit candle, because you can't leave a candle around because of danger there. So I was just thinking, number one, during Yom Kippur, what am I going to do for Havdalah? Because I know a pre-existing, I was going to make a Bor Meir Sheni. It's a discussion in the postkin whether it's even Likuva or not, that if you don't have a pre-existing fire. I think the bottom line is, I was leaning to making it, I would have made a fire, and so I was thinking, okay, so what I did was I turned on the lights in the shul before, so I know those lights are on, so that's what I did last night. I made Havdalah over the halogen, which I felt the heat coming out, even though the maintenance guy told me they're all incandescent bulbs, so bottom line, but I knew that I was safe with the halogen, so I went with the electric lights for Havdalah. That's the famous Rav Chaim, because people during Rav Chaim Moshe Grzinski, there was electric wasn't an enigma, maybe it still is, but people were turning lights on and off on Shabbos Yontif, and he obviously felt it was a problem, and he wanted to show people, so Havdalah Motzoi Shabbos, he made Havdalah on electric lights to show you can't use these lights, you know, on Shabbos. So that's the whole discussion. So either way, so there are two different types of Shachiyanu. It's a Shachiyanu we make on a mitzvah, which comes one. This is not the Shachiyanu we're not talking about. That's on a Begid Chadash, on a Pri Chadash. That's a Shachiyanu. That's a minug. And that's what that's a Rav Moshe writes, Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Moshe writes regarding Rav Moshe and the Rav together. One says it about fruits and one says it about clothes, so they knock off most of the Shachiyanos. That I think one of them said, today we live in a global fruitopia. I mean, bottom line, you go to any fruit store, you could probably find any fruit, definitely for a couple bucks more or whatever more. You could basically find any fruit. So to say it's hard to find a fruity thing that you can make a Shachiyanu on, that's Eino Tadir. And then, and the other one said, it was the Rav, or Rav, I think it was the Rav, who said on the Begadim, he said, it used to be, when did you get some new clothing at your bar mitzvah? And then that's when you got married, and that was it. Today, every seal here, as people buy, so what kind of simcha is that? So it's hard, so many poskim say it's not so pashit on, you know, you have to be really excited about something. Again, the different, you know, different poskim are people, I know people do it, but I know Rav Moshe and Rav Rav said it about different things. They're saying, so, you know, I really make a Shachiyanu on any Begid Chadash or any, you know.
Isn't there anything?
Yeah, so I'm just saying.
New house, maybe?
Yeah, new, I mean, yeah, that's a Tova Meitiv, maybe. You know, maybe a new car, you know, but then that's also already a Tova Meitiv, because other people, I guess if you buy one of those one-seaters where no one. Right, I mean, I don't recall making Shachiyanu on anything, to tell you the truth. You know, different minhagim, but I'm saying is.
A baby.
No. You know, yeah. That's, baby, something. Do they. See, the bris is ready, bris is a shayla already. The sfar to make it on the bris, we don't, because there's some, you know, sar, the tsar, the yanuka, either way. So, but I'm saying a pure beget, I'm not saying you never make it, but I really make one. You know, maybe I'm not as excitable as most people. I don't know, but either way, I don't make the Shachiyanu. So, but maybe I'm always excited, so there's nothing special. But whatever the pshat is, getting back here, so that's a different Shachiyanu. The Shachiyanu, and that's why we try to do. We do a pre chadash. They say the that's what we do on Yom Tov Sheni many times. That's with Rosh Hashanah. Okay, but the bottom line is, even if you don't have that, you'd still make the Shachiyanu. That's a whole discussion with Shlomo Zalman, that's a whole thing.
What do you do with the light on the second night of Yom Tov? In the first night, you say you put the light on and off before.
Right.
On the second night.
Interesting you asked that. Actually, I believe Rav Herschel Shechter Shita is, you don't make a, there is no Hadlakas Neiros Yom Tov Sheni. He says it's all to, that's not the Minig Yisrael, but I think that's his Shita, that he holds that, you, for that reason, there's no, it's all Tosefet Zohari, and you're not getting, I think he says not, he personally, that's his practice. I think,
But does his wife listen to him?
I think his wife liked it, actually. That shit was, it was.
Friday night.
What?
Also, that be there, even
on a Friday. Look, a Friday night you can incorporate all the electric and all that. I mean, I heard it was Yom Tov Sheni that I heard, you know, that he says not to light candles. But not in Wire of Shabbos. Because you're incorporating the electric in the light, so therefore it's part of the. You heard also Erev Shabbos? I could check. I'm saying this.
Yeah, I don't want
to. Okay, yeah, so. Well, what? Oh, because electric, so you think the whole thing is only Tosefet Zohar.
Yeah.
Right, unless. Right. Well,
I didn't hear myself.
No, but I'm saying. Right, but then to me, then it would make. When they make that much, then you could incorporate that into. That will be your. You make the bracha on the electric, so based on what the Rav was saying, I assume that shouldn't be an issue. But you're right. If someone just makes a bracha on the candle and you have a whole big light, you're right, then I can tell it's a problem. I think the poskim amekul or tosefes zohar, you can make a bracha also. The bottom line is the meaning, so we do make a bracha. I mean, most people make a bracha on Yom Tov Sheni also, but that's a mitzvah shechter shita about not making it, right. So there's two types of Shachiyanu. So there's a Shachiyanu on the Kedushas Hayom, and there's a Shachiyanu on the Mitzvah. So let's say for Sukkah. So it comes Hainuhak. In other words, the Mitzvah of Sukkah begins at the night, the first night of Sukkot, and so does we make the Kiddush, you know. So therefore, the meaning is, since it's happening at the same time, we want to incorporate one Shachianu into both. When we make the Shachianu the first night of Sukkot, it has a double connotation. Number one, it goes on the mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah, as well it goes on the Kedushas Hayom. So one Shachianu covers both. So the Ran points out that really the halacha regarding the Shachianu and the Kedushas Hayom, there has to be on Yontif. You can't make it before. However, the Ran points out that really we paskin, you can make the Shachianu on the Sukkah even before. In other words, according to the Ran, if one could, even though we disagree with Yerushalmi in terms of the bracha, we don't make a bracha, barachata, ashekhetam, awasiya, sukkah, but you could make a Shachianu on, in other words, we don't disagree with Yerushalmi, with the Heksha Mitzakzuva Torah, that fundamentally, Meikar Adin, not that anyone does it, Meikar Adin, you can make a Shachianu on awasiya, sukkah. With Chatchigo, the poskim say, we don't want to make a birkas ha-mitzvah, that we don't even make on the clincher. But the bracha shachiyon on a mitzvah, that you can even make before Sukkot. The mitzvah, it's kodim shloshim yom, the mitzvah of Sukkot exists. So in theory, if one made a shachiyonu before Sukkot began, it's not a bracha levatala, it's still, the bracha still counts. I can put it on. Right, so you wouldn't. So if you make the Shachianu on the Asiyah Sukkah, that covers everything. But since you need the Shachianu anyway for the Kedushas Hayom, so you're going to make the Shachianu anyway. So that's why. So that's what the Ran points out. He says, so when it comes to the first night, so the Shachianu is going on everything. So therefore, the Shachianu is going on the mitzvah of Sukkah, and it's going on the Kedushas Hayom. But the second night, he says, it's only going on the Kedushas Hayom. Why? Because Mamanashach, even if yesterday was only Erev Sukkot and not Sukkot, so what? Shachianu works Alasiya Sukkah. So therefore, that's why the Ran says, therefore it would be a Hefsik in case you're ready Yotze. So therefore, he says you can make the Shachianu again after, but you do it after, so it shouldn't be a Hefsik between the, in other words, the Shachianu should be going on the Kedushas Hayom, and then you can make the Leishe Basukah afterwards. That's why the Ran says the min. That's why
on the second night it's on the Kedushas Hayom.
Right, because it has to go because the Kedushas Hayom is saying it's a Sveika de Yoma. So if yesterday wasn't Sukkot, then your Shachianu Kedushas Hayom is meaningless. So you never made a Shachianu Kedushas Hayom because you can't make a Shachianu if it's not Yontif. So that when you make So therefore, but the Shachianu on the Sukkah Mamanashach Yotze. Even if yesterday was Erev Sukkot, we paskim Ikar Adin, you can make the Shachianu on the Asiyah Sukkah. So therefore it's not a problem. And that's the Minig Yisrael while we switch the order over. And then for some reason the Gra, he doesn't go for the Lamdis, the Gra sheet is he doesn't switch them. He says to do the same, he does the same order of Kiddush. So Minig Gra is the keeper, but the Minig Yisrael seems to be in most Magzari, most Sidurim, you see, says most custom, whatever they write in there, but that seems to be the minhag.
What if you didn't build a sukkah?
Right, so if you didn't build a sukkah, obviously you can't make a bracha on this. So you're making the bracha on the yeshiva sukkah. No, so then, right, oh, you mean, so.
Oh, yeah. You shouldn't.
Oh, you're saying, right, you're saying the person who, right, but then you made the bracha the first night already. You made the Shachianu, even if you didn't build the sukkah, but assuming you ate in the sukkah, and therefore the Shachianu you made the first night, so then you're covered then.
No, you're saying if it wasn't sukkahs yet.
Right, no.
It goes in the Asiyah. He's saying if you didn't build it, so what is it going on?
Right, you're saying. Sukkahs. Oh, right, you're saying. Right, I guess it gets into, whether it has to be your sukkah, right.
If the first night is not Yom Tov and there's no Asiyah, then, and you didn't build it, what did you make a problem?
Right, so I guess we're assuming today. Yeah, but we assume Meikar Adin, probably, really, it's not really a Sveika Dedina. We already know.
And relying on the fact that on the first night it's for the Kedushas
Hayom. Yeah, I'm saying is we're making it anyway, so therefore it works out that it's still super right. But I guess into the Ran, whether you wouldn't need a special one on a Siya Sukkah, whether B'yavid, right, you can't fulfill Yeshiva Sukkah, right. So I guess in theory one could make an argument that if you didn't build the Sukkah, then maybe you can make the you can make a shechianu. Or you could just argue that it's going on, you know, anyway.
On the second night, the shechianu comes second.
Shechianu comes, yes, second, not right, before the Leishe Basukka.
On the second night.
Right.
Because you're doing, essentially, because of the Kedushas
HaYoma. Right, was this making it, because maybe, yes, it's a Sveika de Yoma, and therefore...
First night, you're doing Leishe first.
Right, so it could be also... So it could be the Ran, you know, because it could be Evan will be mowed, the one she made a... One, right, if it's really not the right day, then you're right, but we're assuming that really it is the right day, and once you make the checking on the Yeshiva, you're not going to make another one. You know, no one says to make another one on the Asiya. You know, and really you should only make a Shachianu once. We just, ideally we save it for the conclusion, but if not really we paskin, you could make it, you know, even by Shach, right.
Because you, what would have happened if you did it on the first night? What's the order of the first
night? So the first night is the regular, the Kiddush, Leishe Basukka, and then Shachianu. Because
right.
It's going on both. It's going, no, it's going on both.
And what happens if you did the Shachianu first?
No, so the issue, and then you did the lay shave?
Yeah.
No, right. So then,
what would be the problem?
No, because bottom line, it wouldn't be real, because you can make the shachianu, you can make it after also, but you're just doing it because it gets into whether the shach, it's just a din lechatchila in terms of over lasiyasa, that in general, we make the same issue with Nir Chanukah. There's a discussion in the Sefer HaChassidim, exactly when should you make the shach, you know, because someone, is the shachianu going to be a hefsek in between the mitzvah? No, v'diyav, I don't think it's an issue. It's this lechatchila. That's the minhag Ramah we do by Nir Chanukah. The Rav had a different sheet, but Nir Chanukah, we make all. You know, first we light the candles, then we make. Some have a sheet that you make the bracha, you light during Shasani, then you make the shachianu after. But you're right. It's only a din lechatchila. There's nothing would happen. Bottom line, you make the shachianu and you're fine. But just, I guess it's a din lechatchila over asiyasan that you want to make the bracha on the shachianu is going both on the mitzvah of sukkah and the kishon. But bottom line is, if you make the shachianu,
that can only happen if you do the shachianu second, because
I'm just saying with this. That's just the meaning is to make the shachianu because we want it to go on all of it. That we're making, because the shachianu is playing a dual role, so therefore we want it to go, when you make the shachianu on the Kedushas Hayom, then so we want it to also go on the Leishe Basukka, so therefore, shachianu, the bottom line is, you know, b'diavad either way works, but it's just a din lechatchila, and that's, maybe that's the gruz taina, is what's the difference, you know, like, either way, shachianu, even though he agrees, He says this to keep shachianu at the end. You know, you could argue it. It's just, I just learned the Ran is lechatchila in terms of over lasiyasa and what's the best way. But these are all dealing lechatchila. But the Eved, if you didn't switch, like the if you followed the Gra, the second Ayid, you Yotze in that. So the.
And you're saying that this, and to answer the question, and if you didn't build your own sukkah, would there be a tzad to say you shouldn't switch it?
No, right. So it's only it would be right. So it would be, I'll be sure. I would. It depends what we're assuming. If we're assuming it's the real sveika de dina, then right. Then I'd make a case that you should make the shachianu at the end.
But you have to say that because whether it be any yomtiv we have, you say shachianu, right?
And I definitely would say it here since that's the grush.
We don't have any. Fruit. I mean, we don't have. There's no. I mean, we do make a separate.
No, I agree. No, I'm saying is.
Right, but that's because there's another reason. Right, because of a different reason. But on every other Yom Tov, you do make a shechianu both nights. So we treat it
like the first night, doing the first night twice.
Right, but it's not like to say that we're really under. We know that the din it's only
No, but the question. Do we treat it? Gets into the nature of Yontov Sheni, you know, in terms of
right.
It. Yeah, right. No, I agree. No, but I agree for sure.
It's the same thing. We treat it the same way, and you'd never build the sukkah.
So I agree. So I agree. Because anyway, that's the gross sheet anyway. So I would agree. If you didn't build your own sukkah, then there's room, and it seems compelling based on the Ran that you shouldn't switch the order.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah, I'm just saying it would depend on you're taking a bunch of equations in, but you're right, we always do treat it like a sveika de yom, even though it's not, and therefore you're right, and there's no harm, And you know, there's no harm following the Vilna Gaon l'chatchila. Certainly, in a case here, so I'd agree. I like the chiddush. If you didn't build your sukkah, then you know, make the shachianu at the end, and therefore you're treating it like the first night. It's the same. You know, it's the same. You know, the same concept. There's the famous tour. Brings down. He goes into the different reasons behind the sukkah. Like usually with the Torah, he's a Shulchan Aruch, he just is straight halacha. When it comes to the mitzvah of sukkah, he goes into a whole history behind it, and he gets into the whole machokas and the Gemara. That what do you mean by sukkah's teisha? What's a sukkah? Machokas Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elezer, sukkah's mamish, or is it ane hakavod? So he goes into the whole, you know, he goes into the whole, this, and it seems it's uncharacteristic of the tour. I think in a couple other places as well, he goes into it by sitzis as well as tefillin. So the Bach wants to know what's going on here. Why is he going into this whole discussion on Hilchus, you know, going into this whole discussion? So we know in general, there's a halacha of mitzvah striches kavana. In general, it's machokas in the Gemara. It's a steer in the Rambam and based on different pshatim in the Rambam, what the Rambam sheet is. But there's a concept of mitzvah striches kavana. So we generally pass on a mitzvah in our Torah, we say mitzvah striches kavana. On a mitzvah drabana, we say mitzvah ain striches kavana. So that's a general kavana. But the Bach here wants to introduce a new concept. That we know we have this concept regarding negative commandments, but he wants to invoke it by mitzvahs. In words, the Mishnah in Baba Metzia, Kuftes Vav, Kuftes Zayin, regarding a almana, about not taking collateral from a widow. So, presumably, you can't take collateral from a widow because she's poor, it's her only coat, it's her only blanket, you don't want her, so therefore you don't take it. So there's a machlokes in the Mishnah Gemara over there between Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. What about a wealthy almana? She had a nice life insurance policy. She was independently wealthy. Whatever the case may be, she has a lot of money. So could you take collateral from her? So that's a machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Shimon.
Borrowing money.
So that's because she's rich. How do you think? They always say to borrow. How do they become wealthy? Other people's money. Speak to Michael Lee Chin or whoever. They'll tell you how they made the money. You don't invest your own money. Because you lose everyone's money. But so either way, so it goes like this. So it's a machokas in the Mishnah. So whether you darshinon time at the cross. So Rabbi Yehuda says, well, the Torah just says, don't take collateral from a widow. So that's it. I don't, you know, darshinon time at the cross. There's no, whether she's in a rich or poor doesn't make a difference. You can't take collateral. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Darshinon time at the cross. We could take the reason and limit or expand the scope of the mitzvah. So the Gemara itself asks the question on Rabbi Yehuda. What do you mean? Rabbi Yehuda himself says that even though it says a king can only have a certain amount of wives, but Rabbi Yehuda says you can marry 100 as long as they're firm wives, they're giving you more yiras Hashem, they're getting you closer to God. It's a kash on Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, no, it depends. If the Torah just says, don't take collateral, and that it doesn't give us the reason. So then, ain't no darshin on time at the cross. But if the Torah itself gives me the reason for something, like the Torah says for king, don't take many wives because they're going to lead you astray. Okay, so you're going to take wives which won't. So then it's okay. So he says, if Rabbi Yehuda Shita is, if the Torah itself gives the reason, so the reason is built into the mitzvah, and we do have a right to limit or expand the scope of the mitzvah, and we have, and that's the. And that's the famous discussion by Ksiva Sefer Torah. We just had Parshas Vayelech. They used to call it Jewish Library Week or whatever, where a whole discussion in terms of the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. So how come no one fulfills the mitzvah? So they all quote from the Rush and others and know that today we do fulfill the mitzvah. The mitzvahs change because we no longer learn from Sifrei Torah. They're only Sefer Shel Kavod. We bring it out a couple of times a week. But we learn from Svarim, and therefore by buying Svarim, taking notes like Laser, like Alex, and therefore you fulfill your mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah. You buy an art scroll, whatever, you know, anything you buy, you're going to, the mitzvah changed, you kidding me? I thought Tayyag mitzvahs don't change. That's what the Achronim point out. But what does the Torah say? Kitzu lachem es ashira zos, v'lamna, whatever the exact question is, the Torah itself tells the reason of writing is to learn from it. So if the Torah itself is telling me they used to learn from Sifrei Torah, today we don't, and the mitzvahs change. I mean, and there are many mitzvahs like that. So therefore, that's what the Bach wants to introduce here. The Bach says, the Torah gives us l'man yedu dorasechem. The Torah itself gives us a reason for the mitzvah. So therefore, he says, in addition to having the general mitzvah speaker's kavani you need, but you need a spet when you sit in the sukkah, you got to look up at the schach and think of l'man yedu dorasechem. It's a special mitzvah. See, we assume it's a mitzvah l'chadchila. That's what you should do. The Aruch HaNer quotes the Bach li'ikuva. If you don't have that kavana, you're not yotzi the mitzvah. He says it's built in. This is like Darshin and Taim and the Kra, that you could, now that if, since the Torah gave me the reason to now, I could have many wives. So too, if the Torah gives me the reason why I have to sit in the sukkah, and I don't have that kavana, he says the l'chumra, you don't get the mitzvah. He says that by all of them, by sitzis, he says the same thing. You have to, when you look at your sitzis, you have to remember all the mitzvahs. And by tefillin, that's why it says, L'man tiras, tiyataras Hashem beficha. That's why during Bizman HaGemara, when you had people who toras and umnusan. So if on a mitzvah min HaTorah, you have to do, L'man tiyataras Hashem beficha. But on mitzvahs drabanan, so those who were constantly learning, they were exempt from mitzvahs. But we don't usually say osek b'mitzvah pata b'namitzvah when it comes to learning. So therefore, why do we do it by tefillin? Because it's just the whole purpose of tefillin is l'man tiyataras Hashem beficha. So I'm doing better. So either way, so those three mitzvahs, the reason, so when you put on the tefillin, the tzitzis and the sukkah, for those three, we assume it's only l'chadchila, but Aruch HaNer writes even b'diyeved, if you don't have that kavana. So therefore, that's what he writes. That's what the Bach writes. By tzitzis, tefillin. Actually, wasn't it? It was by the
Sefer Torah's one?
Yeah, the thing, it was the Sefer Torah, tzitzis. I'm not sure if tefillin was that third one, because I know. Yeah, I think it's. No, by the Asiyas HaMitzvah, it was mezuzah. By the other one, it's tefillin. I think it's tefillin, tzitzis, and ksiva Sefer Torah. So therefore, he writes it's even, and in fact, that's the pshat. We know the Gemara tells us that a sukkah l'mala michaf ama is a no-go. So they say, why not? Because einam, your eyes more than 20 amas, that's the same halacha by Ner Chanukah. In fact, that's the discussion the Achronim is in the Rishonim, what's the pshat in why is l'malo michaf ama no good? Everyone agrees it's no good. Is it pshat that it's a sukkah psula? It's like I'm eating inside my house now? Oh no, it's a sukkah kshera, but it's a technical issue. It's a din in the gavra, that since I can't look more than 20 amas high, I can't fulfill my mitzvah. But the sukkah is not necessarily puzzle. My nafkamina, perhaps. See, the Minchas Chinuch writes, by sukkah, besides the mitzvah's asay of eating in a sukkah, there's an iser asay eating chutzla sukkah. And that's a whole discussion of mitzvah, blah, blah, blah. We don't have time now, but perhaps I thought a nafkamina would be an onain. Because an onain is someone who is patam in a mitzvah, but he can't do any isurim. So we all know that's what the Pesachei Teshuvah writes by, let's say, washing his hands. He should wash his hands without a bracha. I wash hands without a bracha. How does that mean? Because there's a mitzvah d'rabbanan to wash your hands before you eat bread, and there's an iser d'rabbanan to eat bread without washing the hands. So he says, out's the mitzvah d'rabbanan you putter from, but you're not going to violate any surim. So you wash your hands, and any time you do something to avoid an iser, you never make a bracha. You only make a bracha. So therefore, that's so to here. The Menachas Chinuch talks about an onain. What does an onain do during Sukkot? So if it's just a mitzvah asay, so then he's exempt. But if there's an iser, this is a discussion, but the Menachas Chinuch writes there's an iser asay of eating chutzla sukkah, and therefore according to the Menachas Chinuch, then an onain would have to eat in the sukkah without a bracha, because out the mitzvah asa is pater, but not. So perhaps maybe we found a place for an onen. Maybe it depends on what the pshat is. A suk a schach umalo michaf ama. If you assume it's a sukkah psula, then it wouldn't help you. But if you assume it's a kosher sukkah, except that'd be perfect. You don't have to, definitely no bracha, because anyway, and therefore you're not sitting in the sukkah either. So therefore you're not even giving the appearance of a.
According to the Memphis Kenneth, it includes like water and peros.
No, on things on anything which you have a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah, anything that's. Only something that
you have mitzvah to eat in the sukkah.
Right.
And
so only something which you are kovei, like, according to everyone, like water you don't have to eat in the sukkah. So or even,
and if you eat it outside of the sukkah?
No, that's fine. No, he's saying, we're talking about.
He knows that you're saying there's more than a betel asay?
Right, he's saying something, let's say bread, cake, some things that derech harayin you're not chayiv in, so we're not talking about that. That's anyone.
So you have an asay to eat in the sukkah.
Right, and is there asay to, let's say, to kovei a suda, have cake, bread, or whatever, whatever you have to eat in the sukkah. So if you eat that outside the sukkah, you violate an iser asay. In other words, normally, let's say, either by lulav, you shake a lulav, you got the asay. If you didn't, you did nothing.
But I'm saying
by a lulav.
You have a bit of
asay. Yeah, but that's it. So
we have here.
No, but so also by sukkah, if you don't eat a sukkah, you'd have a bit of asay.
Right.
But in addition to having a bit of asay, there's this another iser, there's an iser asay to eat chutz l'sukkah as well. Included in the mitzvah of sukkah is the two aspects. In contrast to lulav, if I don't shake a lulav today, I just quote unquote, we're mevatel a mitzvah asay. If I eat chutz l'sukkah, not only did I mevatel a mitzvah asay, but I also violate an iser asay. That's what the minchas. He gets into a whole discussion of mitzvah baba veira, about why does the Gemara need a pasuk by chag asukas by a sukkah gzula. The Gemara quotes a pasuk by sukkah gzula that it's no good. Why do we need a pasuk? We all know mitzvah baba veira. There's a whole discussion on that. But so the minchas chinach Rav Chaim, they say that this is so, that if I only had mitzvah baba veira. Okay, so what? Fill in the mitzvah. So I don't get the mitzvah. So if I'm sitting in a stolen sukkah, okay, so I don't get the mitzvah. But the pasuk tells me that if it's not yours, not only you don't get the mitzvah, but it's you're sitting inside your house. In other words, it doesn't even have a chefta of sukkah. That's what I'm saying. That's a discussion by a sukkah mimalo michaf ama, whether it actually has a sukkah psua completely, or it's just not. It's a din. Either way, you don't get the mitzvah, but it's a din in the gavers. That's a whole discussion. That's a rush of Ben Yishai. Just to conclude, they point out the Torah writes the reason why we build sukkahs now is even though it's the wrong time because we're remembering we left Mitzrayim in the spring, but we don't want people to think we're building a summer home, a spring home now. And that's the famous. And if we want it to be recognizable, we're doing it l'shem mitzvah, not l'shem ourselves. So the kasha is obvious. I mean, so what is it? So basically do the mitzvah at the wrong time because we don't want to give the wrong impression. Like it seems to be more harm than good. So obviously the Torah, there has to be a deeper meaning to the Torah. You can't be telling me do the mitzvah at the wrong time because I'm afraid what people are going to think. So what does that mean? So that's the famous Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says that, we talk about, I think the Torah Paskins, he goes with the Anei HaKavod, but not the Anei HaKavod we're thinking about, the one that took us, so he says, he has the whole Pshah, Yom Kippur, the Lucha Shnius, what brought to, he says, he has a whole Cheshba on the Gra, how in the Gra and Shira Shirim, how the Anei HaKavod came, the Jews after the Cheda Ego, they didn't have the Anei HaKavod. And after the Cheda Ego, it came back to them. He has a whole cheshbon, it came back on Tesvav Tishrei. So we're not, it's not the, so we eat in the sukkah, it's not the Anei HaKavod the Jews had in the, it's the Anei HaKavod Dafka, and that's why it's Dafka Liel Tesvav. And that's why someone explained, that's the whole pshat, there's a whole discussion, Afein Hayu Ba'os Haneis, we normally assume it doesn't apply to Dinim Deraisa, it only applies to Dinim Derabbanan. But there's different sheets, there's a Tosfos in Arbei Psachim that says, it applies to dinim deraisa. So Shaila is, so how come nashim are pater from sukkah then? It's with working with all, right? Yeah, I know. So if you assume it's a din deraisa, so the whole shtick was some point out because of this yisod, because the woman didn't sin in the cheder egel. This only Yaakovet came back. It was more nogeya to the men. So that's why, you know, that's more derek drush, where they say why women were never chayiv in the sukkah, because we're doing it out to cheder egel. And that's why there's a beautiful meshach chokma. He says it's never called chag ha-suk. It's called chag ha-osif. It's only called chag ha-sukkah until after the mishkan and the cheder egel. Because it didn't get the status of a sukkah of like ritzoy until afterwards. In fact, that's what the Gra says on davening. We say ata b'charta mikol amim ahavta osanu ratzisa b'nasu. So he says the first one's going on Pesach. He chose this as a Jewish nation. Ahavta osanu, that shvu, he gave us the Torah. What's the ratzisa b'nasu sukkahs? But that was the time of ritzoy. The ritzoy was. He took us back. You know, there's different types of forgiving. Like this whole discussion of Rebbe Bachai by Yosef. He says he didn't really forgive the brothers. It was more lip service. He didn't think they mean it. He didn't really forgive them. But we know the different levels of forgiving. Like you say, you know, I forgive you, but I never want to speak to you again. Don't ever, you know, or I forgive. But the point, but there's one thing. But let's say your house burns down, but you build a nicer house. That's real. You know, it's even better than before. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, with the Ani HaKadosh back, it's the same relation we had before, you're totally forgiven, and we're back to the same, that's Risa, that's the highest level, that's what Sukkot is all about, you know, that's the whole concept, is the Ani HaKadosh coming back, and that makes sense why it's Leil Tetzvav, because that's when we actually got, you know, the Ani HaKadosh, so that's the Vilna Gaon explaining the Pshat in the Torah. Why Bedafka? It's not enough just to say it's Nicker, but it's actually the actual Zman when we got the Ani HaKavod restored.
So is the Mishkan?
Yeah, so basically it shows up. You know,
stuff it on the fathers.
Exactly, that's what they. Yeah, and they point out, and it's a pasuk we read in the Ila. It was too long ago, I don't remember the exact pasuk anymore, but the Meshech Chochma quotes the concept about the pasuk, the same concept here about something with Schach, and so, you know, with tying it into it. But there's a pasuk we said in the Ilo last night.
I have a question. That whole question about being the wrong season because it's winter time, but in Israel it's the nicest season.
But even then, but no one's building in the. If you're going to build a hut, you're going to build it in the spring. No one's building it right now, even though it is true. But they're not going to put it up now. You're right. You might sit in it until December, but you're not. You're not going to build it now. You're going to build it in the springs. That's what they're saying. It's the actual building, you know, recognizable in that. Okay. Have a Chag Sameach, Kedyantif.